現代な夢の後の何もない世の中じゃそうさ愛しい思いも負けそうに。 Hello everyone and welcome to our 7th installment of our reading of the Digimon Adventure novel. And of course, thanks to Onkei for translating this novel into English. So today we'll be starting Chapter 3. Chapter 3, Escape from the Desert. Part 1, Server Continent. Tonami Town was a port city, but there were no boats floating in its waters. Instead, there were a number of ships buried into the land with their bows pointing towards the sky. These vertical ships were called buildings in this town. Right now, the city was bustling with preparations to welcome the chosen children. A large banner was raised up in the air with the words, "Welcome, Chosen Children," in big letters so that a person could read it with the naked eye even if they were positioned out on the far horizon. What's more, a cannon had been procured so that once the children were seen on the open sea, it would be fired, which would also indicate the signal for attack. All that was left now was to wait for their guests to arrive. And yet, not a glimpse of the children could be seen anywhere. The Flymon, who had been sent out to scout the area earlier that morning, had come back to report that they had seen the children riding on top of a Waymon in the west-southwest. It wouldn't be so strange for them to have reached land long before now, so why? That is odd. Standing in front of a large trailer that had the words Etemon written in Kantai-style calligraphy on its side, a Digimon wearing an orange monkey bodysuit by that very name mumbled to himself as he scratched his hip. The black sunglasses he was wearing made it difficult to see his eyes, but no doubt they must have been filled with confusion. Could they have taken a shortcut somewhere? Now his back was feeling itchy. The yellow inland sands had come blowing into his suit and were clinging to the sweat of his bare body, which no one had ever seen before, or would ever have the chance to. Giving an aggravated monkey-like screech, "Ookie!" Etemon stomped into his trailer. The inside of the trailer was like a large karaoke room. A mirror ball hung from the ceiling, while the room was decorated with a sofa that lined three of the walls in a U-shape facing a 30-inch television screen. There was a table in the empty space the sofa made, littered with drinks and snacks, and, of course, there was a microphone. However, unlike a normal karaoke room, the walls were covered with an electric scoreboard. On it was displayed a map of Server Continent, with a 26 by 26 vertical and horizontal lines running across that indicated latitude and longitude. A yellow dot was blinking from its position at the elongated tip of the peninsula on the southeast part of the continent, indicating the location of this trailer. There were also computers that acted as communications equipment. Sitting in front of them and glaring at the screens was a single Gazimon, a Digimon whose face looked like a mean, feral cat. The computers were currently connected to the cables underground, which stretched throughout all of Server Continent like a weaved net. Because of that, it was not only possible to access designated points of location, but also to operate their surveillance cameras set up in distant areas all from this room. The Gazimon, on communications duty, looked up at Etemon, sat heavily on the sofa, and said, "Master Etemon, I've just received a communications message from Master Tailmon." A slightly annoyed expression crossed Etemon's face. "Don't add Master to her name. She's a lower rank than I am." What Etemon meant by lower rank was that he was a perfect level, while Tailmon was only an adult level. Not that they were of different status in the organization. That was only one of many reasons why Etemon resented her.
I've received communications from Tailmon," the Gazimon corrected himself, the uncomfortable expression plain on his face. "She asked if you need reinforcements, sir."
Etemon shook his head. "Reinforcements? The cheek she has. To make fun of me. Tell her no."
Even so, the thought did cross his mind to say, "Yes, I do need help," just to see how she would answer back. But he could already picture it. Haughtily, she would say that they were busy preparing for the invasion and were too much understaffed to provide reinforcements. For the both of them to know that, and yet for that little witch to still have the time to ask that silly question, meant that she was only making fun of him. By the way, have you determined the whereabouts of the children? Not yet, sir, the Gazimon said with painful reluctance as he kept glancing at Edamon's face. Not while the children are still above water and therefore outside our network. His expression blank, Edamon took a gulp from a drink that lay on top of a nearby table. It was banana juice made from his own special recipe, filled with honey and protein. At that moment, the sound that notified that they had received an email rang from the computer. Gazimon opened it and read its contents and exclaimed, Master Edamon, we found where the children are! He said this in a gallant voice so that he would peer a capable subordinate in Edamon's eyes.
Where? Where?
Rising up from his seat, Edamon jumped over the table to peer into the monitor behind Gazimon. Here, that Gazimon said, pointing not at the monitor but at the bright dot blinking on the electric scoreboard. They're in the Colramon village.
Key. When did they get over there?
But then a different Gazimon piped up. Actually, sir, in case something like this were to happen, I had the inhabitants of the village switch to Pagumon, he said rather triumphantly. I thought there would be a possibility that the children would land somewhere other than the peninsula. Edamon nodded to himself as he listened to this, but immediately afterwards said,
And under whose orders? I don't remember making any order like that, at the very least.
My apologies, sir. The Gazimon took a frightened step back, his face contorted with near tears, but not even Edamon was that much of a demon.
Well, I'll praise you for today. Now it's time to leave at once. Everyone, just watch the children. I'll bring to you the welcome party that you didn't get to see here.
At first, they didn't realize it was a night raid. They thought that maybe the constellations were falling down on them. Of course, the folk tale that stars were tied together by a string was a result of the rich imagination from people long ago. So the children knew that constellations couldn't really keep the same shape permanently, much less fall down on them. But this was the digital world. The digital world's night sky was like a large dome, with its constellations seeming to hang off in an imitation of Christmas lighting on houses, so they wouldn't help thinking that maybe someone had cut the lines and caused them to fall. After the stars had fallen over the land, sparks roared through them with an ominous electric buzzing sound. Apparently, the lines connecting the constellations together had a high-tension current running through them. Its destructive power matched that of a natural volcanic eruption or tsunami, and it reduced the Koromon village to ash in the blink of an eye. Fortunately, Tai Chi and the others were in front of the waterfall located far away from the village, so they had escaped the danger. As for how they had ended up there, it would be best be explained by going back to the time where they were still sailing throughout the ocean. After Tai Chi and the others had hurriedly constructed a raft that would take them off File Island into the ocean, they were met the next day with the appearance of a whirlpool and the attack of a large whale Digimon named Wamon, who had then swallowed them into his giant mouth. Just when they were about to be dissolved inside Waymon's stomach, Tai Chi and the others spotted the black gear jammed into his pink stomach wall and succeeded at taking it out. Waymon recovered from his senses and not only apologized for his rudeness, but also offered to carry them towards Server Continent as their ride. Through a conference held by all members, except Mimi, who was asleep at the time, on where they should land on Server Continent, they had decided on a point at the coastline that was further west from the southeast peninsula. The coastline had been Yamato's suggestion. It indented into an inward curve, which would better help them to keep an eye out for enemy attacks. From there, they had gone towards the Koromon village that Waymon had told them about. Except there had been no Koromon in sight. Instead, the village was actually full of Pagumon, who were the same baby levels. The children had gladly received the Pagumon's warm reception, washing themselves clean of the salt that clung to their hair and the stinking sweat of their bodies, and diving into the feast that they had provided for them. Just when they were earnestly thinking about settling into a peaceful sleep, Takaru had cried out, "Tokumon is gone!" Everyone had immediately split up to search for Tokumon, resulting in Tai Chi and Agumon discovering a cave behind a waterfall, where Gazimon were holding both Tokumon and the rightful inhabitants of the Koromon village. After Agumon had evolved to Greymon and chased the Gazimon away, the other children met up with them. It was around this time that the night sky fell down. Tai Chi and the others saw what was happening from behind the waterfall, but the suddenness of the overwhelming catastrophe left them standing there in a daze. Their brains couldn't process at first what had just happened. It was the abrupt appearance of a monster who looked like a giant monkey that got their brains whirring again.
"Are you still alive, children?" the monkey asked coyly. "What you just saw was my dark spirits. It was my welcoming gift to you."
As if Edamon's way of talking upset them, Yamato scrunched up his face in disgust and asked, "Who's that?" It's Edamon," the Koromon wailed, drawing each other close and trembling in fear as their faces contorted. "Is he strong?" Tai Chi asked. "He is! He's perfect level!" one of the Koromon answered.
"Perfect level? What's that?"
Tentomon answered Tai Chi's question this time. "Perfect level is the level that an adult evolves into. The adult level is, for instance, when I'm Kabuterimon and when Gabumon becomes Gururumon."
Would we be able to win against something as strong as that?
The question was unspoken, but it felt like a dark shadow over all of the children's faces.
"Let's keep staying out of sight," Joe said. "If he does find us, he might think we've died and leave."
However, by that time, Edamon was already aware of where the children were located. A surveillance camera nearby the waterfalls caught Tai Chi and the others displaying on the monitors in Edamon's trailer.
"Oh, it's too late to run, honey pies,"
the large holographic image of Edamon in the night sky said with a wide grin.
"I already know where you are. Just hang on a minute, I'll be right there."
Edamon's holographic display flickered out abruptly and almost immediately after that. With a clear clearing of his throat, the real Edamon, about 2 meters tall, appeared in front of them. He pulled off the flying V guitar from his shoulder and struck out a single high note as he sang in a random tune,
"It's a superstar, Master Edamon!"
The children collapsed their knees and couldn't move. Perhaps they could instinctively sense the ruthlessness within Edamon, because none of them let out a whimper, even though they wanted badly to cry.
"Now come at me or surrender, whichever you please. The end will be the same either way. You're all gonna die here."
Edamon approached them, dancing a funny little dance as he went.
"If surrendering leads to the same result, we just gotta fight," Taichi said arrogantly. He was apparently intent on winning.
Sora had often seen Taichi make that face during their soccer games. Taichi showed that expression even when they were 2 or 3 points behind, and strangely enough, they would end up turning the score around. He was the type whose fighting spirit flowed over in the face of adversity. Sora decided to believe in Tai Chi. "Everyone evolve!" Sora shouted. Even if they were up against a perfect level, they had to have some chance of winning with 6 adult levels on their side. "Piyomon evolve!
Bojomon! Gabumon evolve! Garurumon!
Tentomon evolve! Kabuterimon!
Gomamon evolve!
Ikakumon!
Palmon evolve! Togemon!"
Along with the already evolved Greymon, but excluding Tokemon, who had only recently hatched from his egg, everyone had evolved into adults. But
Love Serenade!
Edamon raised his right hand into a large arc and made one swooping strum of his flying V guitar. Then, without a moment's delay, he turned a knob on it as if tuning up a violin, so that the guitar sound warped out as it travelled into the air instantly. "I don't know how, but my power is draining." The evolved Digimon degenerated back to their child levels.
What's wrong? What happened to you guys?"
It was Edamon who answered the children's questions.
"My Love Serenade has the power to reverse an evolution. A shame for you, dearies."
"Damn it!" Taichi's next course of action was quick. Picking up a small stone that had fallen at his feet, he threw his weight on 1 foot and aimed for Edamon. The stone hit Edamon right on the crown of his head.
"Owie!"
Edamon cried out.
"Now, guys, everyone into the cave!"
The children carried their Digimon in their arms, pulled their hands along, or carried them on their backs as they passed through the curtain of the waterfall and into the cave behind it. Their desire to live for as long as they could won over their fear that they could be walking into a dead end, so none of them displayed any hesitation. But Tai Chi didn't run. Tai Chi? When Sora realized he wasn't with them and looked back, Tai Chi was still on the other side of the waterfall.
"Take that! And that!"
Judging from his words, it sounded like he was still throwing rocks.
"Don't be so rash!"
Whether he heard Sora's voice or noticed for himself that Tai Chi wasn't there, Yamato also came running back.
"That idiot!"
He cursed and jumped out from behind the curtain of the waterfall. Edamon was grinding his teeth as he drew closer to Taichi.
You little pest, you won't get away with that,
he screamed, kicking against the ground and flying out towards Taichi.
Look out, Taichi!
Sora could hear Yamato's shrill scream even from inside the cave.
Taichi!
That was when it happened. From the corner of her eye, Sora saw a bright light sparkle suddenly from deep inside the cave. Sora couldn't tell what was going on, but because Joe, Koshiro, Mimi, and Takaru had gone further ahead, they had seen how it had occurred, up close. The four had reached a dead end in the tunnel, coming upon an enormous rock blocking their path, when suddenly that rock illuminated light and disappeared. Then something about the size of a mini card that shimmered brightly flew across the air in the direction of the waterfall. A hole appeared where the rock had been, and an unknown land could be seen ahead of it. The glittering something flew past Sora's eyes and through the waterfall, to the outside. As it swooshed over Taichi's shoulder, it made a beeline for Edamon's stomach at full force, who couldn't change direction in midair. The thing knocked him back and then flew neatly into Taichi's open palm from the recoil. Just like how the Digivice had flown towards Taichi at the campgrounds. What's this? His eyes wide, Taichi looked at the thing in his hand. It was the crest that Genai had shown them in a 3D hologram of File Island. The attack must have been heavy, because Edamon lay clutching his stomach and moaning. Seeing this, Yamato grabbed Taichi's hand and pulled, shouting, "Let's get out of here!" As always, a very big thank you to Onkei for providing us with the English translations of the Digimon Adventure novel. The link dumps linked in the description. Our Redbubble is also linked in the description, and you can get more than just shirts there. You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on the website, lostintranslationmon.com. You can follow us at Translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will, and a Reddit thread in the Digimon subreddit. We would appreciate it if you review us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any other podcast listening app that you use. Ratings apparently assist people finding out about the podcast. And as I mentioned, we have a website. Vote in polls, check our release schedule, and our blog posts. You can also donate to our Patreon, which links in the description from as little as $1 a month. That gets you access to a listener Discord server, but there are higher levels and more rewards such as notes, early episodes, and more. And thank you to our existing Patreon supporters, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki then the number one on YouTube, Stephen Reeves, Wildwing64 on Archive of Our Own, Kadawashi, Chisai, who you can follow on Tumblr at Chisai236, Kyle, Tom, Lizmet, who is Elecmon on Tumblr, Nicholas, Sam, Spiral, Keith from a computer podcast on the internet, Magnus, Annabelle, Himi, Alex, and Luke. You can also make a one-off donation on our PayPal, which we found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/erdramon. You can also donate to me on Ko-fi, which is ko-fi.com/erdra. Thanks, we'll see you guys next time. Bye!